This is a little story that was told by my father many years ago, and I still recall its power. I've tried to tell it as close to how he told the story. A wife became a Christian after getting married in her late teens. Just a very young lady when she got married. After a number of years, her unbelieving husband began to bring his mates home, sometimes in the early hours of the morning. Without their wives knowing, all the boys had bragged that their particular lady was the greatest good sport, the bestest sort of them all. Each time they staggered home, with the help of their friends, they would prove it. All except for one wife had made it quite clear that the guys were quite unwelcome, barging in as they had, but this was going to be the final late night test. After noisily bursting in, our faithful wife arose to prepare a light meal for each visitor. Respectfully, she served them all with considered kindness and love. And then, after everyone had gone, hubby, somewhat less intoxicated than before, turned in frustration to his wife and said, "What is it with you, wifey? Tonight you may have proved yourself to be the outright winner of a bet I made with the guys many months ago. But answer me this. Why have you put up with us? And just why have you treated us so well and for so long?" After looking deep into her husband's bloodshot eyes, our loving Christian wife replied, "Well, it is like this, my dear. I know that I have something really out of this world to look forward to. But you and your friends have clearly made decisions that will most likely result in this life being your only shot at happiness. Because I love you and will continue to do so no matter what, I will always try to make your life here with me as pleasant as possible." And that's where that story ended. And that lady continued to be kind. And it is just possible that he realized that his wife did have something more precious than he had. Having fun with his mates, going down to the pub and the races and all the stuff that guys tend to get into if they don't follow Jesus.